Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of proton pump inhibitors found under the gastrointestinal section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 27-year-old comatose man is brought to the trauma bay of the emergency department as a victim of a multi-vehicle collision. On physical exam, the patient does not respond to command, has multiple rib fractures, and frank bruising throughout his abdomen and face. He is intubated and started on sedation while being mechanically ventilated. In the intensive care unit, the resident starts the patient on pantoprazole in anticipation of prolonged mechanical ventilation. However, the pharmacist requests consideration of famotidine instead to decrease the risk of C. difficile infection. Let's continue with an introduction to proton pump inhibitors. Specific drugs include pantoprazole, lansoprazole, and omeprazole. Their mechanism of action is that they irreversibly inhibit the proton potassium ATPase in gastric parietal cells. Clinically, they are used for peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, GERD, and Zollinger-Ellison syndrome. Adverse effects include gastrointestinal side effects such as nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and flatulence. There's an increased risk of Clostridium difficile infection. There may be a reactive hypergastrinemia. There's decreased absorption of iron and vitamin B12. There may be hypomagnesemia with long-term use. And there may be decreased absorption of calcium and increased risk of osteoporosis in long-term administration. Other side effects include an increased risk of pneumonia and acute interstitial nephritis, although this is rare. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to proton pump inhibitors, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 37-year-old woman presents to your office with heartburn. Following an extensive workup, you diagnose her with a duodenal ulcer secondary to H. pylori infection. You prescribe triple therapy of omeprazole, clarithromycin, and amoxicillin. Which of the following best describes the mechanism of action of omeprazole? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, SST2 receptor agonist. Choice 2, parasympathetic inhibition. Choice 3, reversible block of H2 receptors. Choice 4, inhibition of primary active transport. Or choice 5, inhibition of 50S ribosomal subunit. The best answer to this question is choice 4, inhibition of primary active transport. Omeprazole is the prototype proton pump inhibitor that functions by irreversibly inhibiting the proton potassium ATPase in stomach parietal cells. The proton potassium ATPase pumps protons into the lumen of the stomach via primary active transport. Damage to the gastric or duodenal mucosa is caused by impaired mucosal defense and acidic gastric contents. Duodenal ulcers are more common and caused by acid hypersecretion. H. pylori is present in 70 to 90% of duodenal ulcers. Gastric ulcers differ in that they are not caused by acid hypersecretion. H. pylori is present in 60 to 70% of gastric ulcers. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. ST2 receptor agonist is the mechanism of octreotide, a somatostatin analog. Choice 2. Parasympathetic inhibition is the mechanism of muscarinic antagonists. Choice 3. Reversible block of H2 receptors is the mechanism of cimetidine, ranitidine, famotidine, and nizatidine. Choice 5. Inhibition of the 50S ribosomal subunit is the mechanism of certain antibiotics, including macrolides. That's all for this review about proton pump inhibitors. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast.